Well, I'm with Preston Clark. I'm walking around here at the Classic, and I find you at a sunglass booth. Tell me a little bit about that.
I recently signed a deal with Smith Optics, and I've been wearing their sunglasses for a little over a year now, and I wore them when I broke the record, and things started happening. I started getting a relationship with one of the members of their marketing group, and I just, talking to them, become friends with them. The next thing you know, they asked me to be part of the pro staff.
Well, I got to tell you, this sight fishing thing, and you've been doing that a long time. I've known you since you're a wee little lad. And the sight fishing thing, you got to have great optics. And if you don't have great optics, it's going to be hard to do it. I mean, you and I aren't 6'5", so, those guys got a big advantage on us, but you got to have good set of eye gear.
You're exactly right. There were several other guys in the same area that I was in at Santee Cooper, and one of the advantages I had, I think, were my glasses, because I could spot the fish a little bit further away before I got up on them. They couldn't see them until they got right up next to them. The fish would spook off, and I could see the fish 10 or 15 feet before they could, and it enabled me to back off and pitch for them without spooking them.
All right, let's go through sight fishing 101 here a little bit,
all right?
A lot of guys that don't know about it, they see a fish and they see him move, or he's not locked on the bed. How do you know, and when do you know, hey, I can catch that fish?
A lot of guys, they sit there and they talk about reading the mood of the fish and all this and that. And I don't do any of that. If I see a fish, first thing I do is try and back off of it and put the least amount of pressure on that fish as I possibly can. I don't want him to get agitated and run off the bed real fast. And I get down to where I can't see the fish and the fish can't see me. And in my mind, I'm going through the motions every cast I make that fish is nosing up on my bait, this cast, nosing up this cast, nosing up this cast. I keep going through that same routine. But after 15 minutes or so, if he hadn't hit, then I'll ease up there and look. And if the fish is gone, maybe I'll move on to another fish. If the fish is still there, then I'll back up. I'll change baits to a different color, or I'll change angles that I'm pulling across the bed. But as far as actually physically seeing the fish, I don't want that. I can get them to hit a whole lot quicker if I can't see them.
Well, talking about these baits now, you just went to Berkeley here. Probably have a Preston Clark line after that record, won't you?
Yeah, we've got some baits that we're talking about. We've making some prototypes up right now, and there's a couple of flipping baits, a couple of baits we use for bed fishing, and there's also two or three worms that are going to be coming out on the market probably next year.
Well, Preston, a Florida guy, been down there at Palatka a long time. Your dad's a legend down there, and now you got some new family members, too. How are that going?
Yeah, it's going great. They're 6 months old. We had the triplets, Ben, Sophia, and Barrett, and then we've got our two-and-a-half-year-old Samantha, and they were all here yesterday at the expo, but it was a little bit much on them. We left them home today, and they've been a draw on themselves. We can't make it through the... people that don't know who I am, we can't make it through the auditorium or through the parking lot without them going, "Triplets, wow, I'm going to come up and talk."
Well, two things. I've known you since you're a young man, and now I saw you at the Classic last year, and you pulled those two big ones out of the live well. Really cool. Then you go to Santee Cooper. Really, really cool. You break the record. Rojas is over there probably chomping at the bit because you broke his record. But you start looking at the future now. Elite Series about to start up again. How do you feel going in?
I feel really good. Last year, I should have made the Classic. I started out with a good year, but then my wife's pregnancy. Anytime that there's a multiple pregnancy, there's a chance for complications. And that weighed real heavy on me. And to be honest with you, I just lost concentration. But now I've refocused. The babies are all healthy. I've got a multi-year deals with a lot of my sponsors, so that pressure's off of me. I'm recharged. I'm ready to go fishing.
Beef O'Brady's, man, you got them back on the shirt again. Are they back with you?
They're back with me and we got a multi-year deal with them, and I'm so, you don't know how lucky I am to be with an organization like Beef's. They've really taken me and my family in and made us part of their family.
Well, Preston, as usual, I wish you the best of luck. Tell your dad I said hi, man, and next time you get the urge to win and have to get that record again, give me a call.
I had a dream that I'm going to do it at Amistad.
I'm going to
break my own record.
You might just do it down there, no question about it. Those dreams sometimes can come true.
No, yeah, well, one's already come true for me anyhow.
Thanks for being with me here at Bass Fan Radio.
Thank you, Terry.